Yes, indeed. It's a Tech Tuesday, so Bridget Carey is here, CNET Senior Editor. You can find her at CNET.com, on Twitter, at Bridget Carey. And Bridget, most of our tech news today involves phones, which we all use on a daily basis.
Oh, yeah. There's actually everyone seems to have phone news out this week. Okay, so to kick things off, Android, Google announced that the next Android operating system has a funky little dessert name. You know, they all get dessert names when they announce that Android P will stand for Pi. I wish it was actual.
P-I-E, not 3.12149.
Yeah. Right. Also nerdy. Also a nerdy pie. Now we have two nerdy pies, Android pie and actual pie. And then I just really want some pie. But that said, it's launching now. If you have one of those latest Google Pixel phones and other phone makers that run Android, like Samsung and Motorola and such, they're going to be getting this a little later. So, guess hold on for the ride because it's going to be a slow rollout. That said, this is one of those operating systems that'll have a bunch of little small changes. So nothing, I guess, I would say totally huge, but to get familiar with it, you do want to go look up and see all the new features. We have a list of them at CNET. And it also has something to help you know how much time you're spending on your apps. So
I don't want to know.
I know. A survey says we check our phones an average of 47 times a day, which is incredibly depressing. So this is supposed to help you have timers. So you're like, all right, I only want to be on Facebook for 30 minutes all day today. And when you run out of time, then, you know, it'll ding you. You know, obviously, you've heard of Apple doing the same thing when their next iOS comes out. They've been releasing beta versions of their next iPhone operating system. In fact, they just released another beta for developers to test with yesterday. And it's not for you or me to test. It's still in the early phases. But developers who are tinkering around in that Apple beta saw there was some code hidden in there that makes reference to different phones. And one of the phones is a phone that isn't out yet. It is a bigger version of the iPhone 10. So are we getting the iPhone 10 Plus in September?
Question mark.
Yeah, so that's the kind of thing that everyone is buzzing about with Apple. You know, we all kind of figure that there might be a larger one coming. It's kind of the pattern you see. You know, oh, yeah, there's an iPhone. Now there's a Plus version of that iPhone. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it. But it seems that the code seems to point in that direction.
And what did I read, that Apple was the first company to make profits of $1 trillion?
Yeah, last week.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Poor babies.
Yeah.
First U.S. company. Yeah, I know.
It's crazy. Bill, you will like this. Alexa can now keep burglars at bay.
Oh, good news. That's great news. How does that work, Bridget?
Well, it doesn't actually fight the burglar, although that might be a feature next time. This is something where a home security company kind of had a funny little app they made where when you're away, you can set it to just play for an hour some comedic conversations of two people chatting for an hour about, like, I don't know, what to make for dinner, like some really pointless stuff. So someone's like, oh, no, someone's home.
You know where they got that from.
Home Alone.
Yep.
They did that in Home Alone.
Macaulay Culkin gave them the idea. Oh. He should get the profits.
Exactly. I think that would have saved him a lot of problems and also would have made for a more boring movie.
So will this work on regular burglars or only Joe Pesci?
You know, bandit.
I will tell you, my husband gave us this fascinating information, and he heard it on the radio somewhere, that a lot of people put Beware of Dog on their house,
right,
and some other things to keep burglars at bay. But he said he heard from an expert that one of the best things to do if you're not home during the day is leave your television on, because if someone breaks in and hears the television on, they're going to assume someone's on the couch watching it.
Yep.
So there's a little tip from Jimmy Mac.
I do that in every hotel room I ever stay in.
You do?
In. I just
leave the
TV on. Yeah, I leave the TV on all the time. Because then if somebody's going to break in.
If you want to check out this Alexa version of it, it's from an insurance company called Hippo. And the conversations were written by comedic writers who worked on SNL, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, the Upright Citizens Brigade. So I imagine it would be humorous if you just want to also kick back and listen to the nonsense.
And filled with swear words, I'm sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And Bill, you've heard about this before. This movie pass came out where you pay a certain amount per month, and then you can go to an unlimited amount of movies.
Sure.
And then they changed that. And what's going on with movie pass right now, Bridget?
Oh, they keep changing it every week. They're just struggling to stay afloat. Okay, so now movie pass has it. So before this $10 a month subscription, now only lets you have some movies a month. It kind of limits it. You can't also see really big movies on the weekend they come out. There's a bit of a block time. Like, for example, when Mission Impossible launched, there's just the other week, people who were subscribed saw, oh, wait, I can't see it. I think they had to do all these things because they had it. So it was like, oh, a new movie every day for just $10 a month. They were losing money on this. And now they're trying to figure out, okay, well, if it's a really popular movie, maybe we'll do a surcharge, like an $8 extra charge, if you want to see it on opening weekend. So I think a lot of things are in flux right now. AMC even has their own version that they're competing with. So I think if consumers are getting too confused and annoyed, they might just go with the AMC version if they always go to that same theater, right? You know, so it's an interesting time for at least consumers who might want to get a deal if they like going to the movies a lot. It still could be good.
Bridget, a friend of mine told me, and I know this sounds like it's something Yogi Berra would have said, but he said the reason MoviePass is failing is because they're doing too well, meaning they oversold. They sold a lot more than they thought they would. Is that true?
I mean, their business model was very strange. I mean, a movie ticket is like $10, but they're saying you could see a movie every day for just $10. It's like, oh, yeah, they're doing so well, but they're not getting as much money as if you do well. So it was like their success was not equating into how much their product was worth. It was very interesting, yeah. So I think they keep adjusting over and over again to try to figure it out.
All right. Well, I think John Williams was talking about this when this came out, because you're right. You pay $10. It's for the year, right?
It's a month.
No, a month.
A month. Okay.
But kinda, think of it like Netflix, but instead of being at home on the couch, it's like going to the theater, right?
Which, Bill, see, the difference is if we each paid $10 a month, I might go see one movie. Mm-hmm. You would take full advantage of that, and they'd lose a ton of money on you. Although they had deals with the theaters as well, so the ticket price was reduced for them, but they still, it was too good to be true.
Yeah. As they found out.
Bridget, thank you so much. CNET.com is where you can find her. Also follow her on Twitter, @BridgetCarey. Thank you so much on this Tech Tuesday. Appreciate it.
Thanks. Catch you later.
Bye, Bridget. We'll take a quick break, get you some news, and then a lot more show. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.